Good morning. Third hour of the program, final hour of the program, for today anyway. When we come back tomorrow, we probably will know the composition of the city council for the next 2 years, but maybe not. Maybe not. I don't believe we have any public statements from the Election Commission on the foul-ups this morning. I know a lot of people want to be reassured that their ballot is going to be counted. I'm getting a lot of messages off the air. There are people that, for whatever reason, don't want to call and speak on the air about their civil rights, which is what voting is. And they put their ballots into a box as opposed to a voting box, right? And they want to know that those ballots are going to be counted. I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. We, here on this radio station, when the mayor comes in, he does it as well. We encourage you to go vote. Sean Oliver, although unopposed, with a legitimate candidate, no candidate running against him, bought ads to try to get you to get out to the polls. Scott Lang does it every year. And you have an incident or incidents like this, and it leaves doubts in people's minds, serious doubts in their minds, about whether their ballot is going to be counted. Now, the other thing, and I've asked a couple of city councilors, but again, this is a busy day, but my question is, and has been, since about an hour ago, are there any of the non-citizen police working the voting booths today, working at the polls? We know we have a green card holder from Guatemala. We got, at last count, two green card holders from Africa on the police department. And Gilly Safiolis brought up the fact that the police have keys to where the ballots are stored. And I don't know, I really don't know this. Are any of the non-citizen police in possession of keys? Oh, are they in the voting stations, the poll? Do we have foreigners with guns and handcuffs and authority, discretion inside the polling stations in the city of New Bedford for a city election today? It's entirely possible. I would hope to Chief Thody and the very capable captains and the rank and file would say, I don't approve of this. Remind somebody that, hey, you know, that guy is, he's one of us now, but he's not a citizen, so he's really not one of us. And they shouldn't be working the polling details. But I haven't heard back. I know they're all listening, so certainly one of them can call 508-996-0500. One of them could text me if they don't want to talk about it on the air. And let me know. How secure are these ballots, right? If you potentially have armed foreigners with their own discretion inside the polling stations. Since we know you have at least three police officers who are not American citizens. Two of them from Africa, one of them from Central America. They have green cards, but they are not citizens. They have the discretion to take your life, take your freedom, search your property. So when you go vote today, think about that. Brian Gomes put forward an ordinance to ban that, to ban non-citizens from being on the police department. It is stuck in the ordinance committee under Shane Burgo, Shane Thanistas. They bottled up Brian Gomes' ordinance. Leo Choquette tried to put it on the ballot today, for today. Went back over a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago. Leo Choquette put forward a non-binding referendum, attempted to, so that you'd be able to vote on this one way or the other, on this side or the other. You want a non-citizen on the police department? You think that's okay? I mean, the mayor does, and Shane Burgo does. Certainly the Coalition for Social Justice thinks that's a good idea. But anyway, but you were denied the ability to vote on that question. Those people who voted so you'd be able to vote on this question were obviously Leo Choquette, Sean Oliver, Joe Lopes, Ian Abreu, and Naomi Carney. The Shane Denistas, though, put up a roadblock. Said, no, there's no democracy in New Bedford. Not on this question. You know why? They're not afraid of me. They're afraid of you, the voters. So by all right, you should get out today and vote. Vote against people who take away your right to vote on important public policy questions. Strip them of it. Now, if you live in Ward 2, Trump country, and you voted for Donald Trump, and you're thinking about staying home today, Donald Trump would be disappointed in you. Okay? I'll just say it like it is. Sitting home today, if you're a Trump supporter, would disappoint the President of the United States. Absolutely disappoint him. You're ground zero in the harboring of illegal aliens. And many of you, a lot of you, the majority of you who vote in Ward 2, went out and supported the President. Well, today, you've got an opportunity to go out and vote again. Act like Donald Trump is on the ballot and go vote. You do not want to disappoint the President of the United States. He made history. You and the President made history when he won Ward 2. Donald Trump won Ward 2. With your help, you and Donald Trump made history together. So by all means, go to vote again today. If you live in Ward 2, you've got an opportunity to toss out an anti-Trumper. Maria Siesta asleep at the switch. Maria Fiesta having a party on the taxpayer's dime. You can end that all today. Today. And make Donald Trump proud. You live in Ward 2. You voted for Donald Trump. You have an obligation to go vote today. The president is going to be looking at these results to see if you were loyal to him, if you showed up after showing up in the presidential election to make history with Donald Trump. You're going to continue that, or you're going to let it all fall apart? You got to get out and vote if you voted for the president. In my opinion. We'll go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I have a question. Sure. Because I want to go vote today, right?
Okay.
And I'm interested in for the city council at large.
Yes.
There's like 10 names there. I don't know much about some of them.
Okay.
But I'm trying to avoid voting for a socialist.
Yes, sir. I can help you with that.
What names do I avoid?
All right. So, you want to avoid Shane Burgo. He's an absolute socialist. Shane Burgo. Nice guy. Absolute commie. Shane Burgo. You want to avoid... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Next up, you want to avoid, in my opinion, James Roy. James Roy is a socialist. Reminds me of Che Guevara. So, you want to avoid James Roy. You want to avoid Jenny Arruda. I like Jenny, but she thinks the city council has powers they have nowhere near doing. And she wants to really make New Bedford more of a sanctuary city. And she's honest about it, but I would say, from the perspective I know you're coming from, sir, you want to avoid voting for her.
Is that the only ones on the list that you have, those three names?
Those are the three socialists. But I will tell you this. For instance, Brian Gomes is Mr. Law Enforcement. I like Brian. You've got Chris Carter, who's a police officer and been battling the socialists for years as a member of the school committee and a police officer and a veteran. He's in the at-large race. You've got Devin Burns, who owns Destination Soups downtown. And you've got Naomi Carney. Naomi Carney for years worked for Sheriff Tom Hodgson. I like Naomi Carney.
Well, thank you very much. You know me, because there's like 10 names here. Some of them I do, and I just don't want to make the mistake and vote for one of these socialists. And so thank you very much for your help.
No problem, my friend. Anytime. Thanks. I do appreciate you calling. Again, if you want to vote for a socialist, I mean, that guy's right. He asked the question the right way. If I want to avoid voting for a socialist, who do I not vote for? If I want to vote for a true American, as an example. If you live in Ward 3, obviously you're voting for Sean Oliver. Ian Abreu, small business owner. I would say that's a good vote for the city council if you want to avoid voting for a socialist. I'm here to answer any of those questions you want to ask me. Any of those questions. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can really feel overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit c2senergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting for you. We'll be right back. Stick around. Open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. 508-996-0500. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, soda, and a bag of chips for only $5.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. It's Election Day in New Bedford, and that means they'll be counting ballots tonight. And remember, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. And I have a clip here going back a number of months, and I stored it for you because when I heard it, I thought of that Stalin quote, right? It's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. So this is an exchange between Maria Siesta asleep at the switch or Maria Fiesta, your choice, parting on the taxpayer's dime, and Manny DiBrito, who'll be counting the ballots tonight with his staff. This goes back a number of months, but I kept it. I kept it because I thought it would be important for you to listen to in a crucial moment like Election Day. Here is an exchange between Manny DiBrito and Maria Fiesta, parting on the taxpayer's dime. Listen to this.
Your staff, right?
Yes.
And for what you do, I think you do an amazing job, you and your staff.
I appreciate that.
And I know that sometimes you hear a lot of criticism.
That's me she's talking about.
I just want you to know
Listen. That
there's at least one person, and I'm sure there are many others in this room right now, who appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
I know that you do a very good job. So thank you for what you
Listen
do,
to what she says next.
Especially your staff. You got a great staff.
They are the best, and they've been here over 40 years. They've seen it all. And to be honest, you know, we can always improve. Everyone can improve.
Absolutely.
Everyone can change and learn and grow. So,
well, I can tell you this, Manny. If I could, I would give you more staff and more money.
More money.
So, but thank you for all you do. And I know that I'm here whenever you need it.
I appreciate it.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
So, you heard that, right? Maria's Fiesta, partying on the taxpayer's dime, wanted to give Manny more money. It means a bigger salary. We'd all love more money, right? And remember, he's counting her ballots. So get out there. If you live in Ward 2, by God, get out there and vote. Give Scott Pemberton the votes he needs to overcome the fact that his opponent is offering to hand out raises to the people that count the ballots. Now, I'm sure that won't impact any of the people down there who work at the elections office. I'm sure that they don't want more money. But I'm just telling you, that is from the city council meeting. Maria Siesta trying to encourage a positive outcome for herself, right? Flattery and more money. More flattery and more money for the people counting the ballots. So, if you voted for Donald Trump in Ward 2, you need to get out and vote. Well, quite frankly, if you voted for Kamala Harris or the Libertarian Party or whoever, you need to get out and vote today anywhere in the city of New Bedford. But Ward 2 hasn't had an election for the city council in 8 years. 8 years. Maria Siesta, has been asleep at the switch and collecting every 2 years the salary, the health insurance, the pension credits. And if you reelect her, which is your right, she will be in your pocket for the rest of her life. She will qualify for a pension for the rest of her life. The taxpayers of New Bedford will be paying Maria Fiesta, let's party on the taxpayers' dime. So if you voted for Donald Trump in Ward 2, trust me when I tell you, the president is watching. You made history together. You and President Trump made history when he won Ward 2 a couple of years ago. You flipped Ward 2 red. You can do it again, but it's entirely up to you. You got to get out to the polls. If you're outraged by that clip I just played for you, you got to get out to the polls. It's entirely up to you what you do. If you live in Ward 1 and you voted for Donald Trump, you made history with Donald Trump. You and Donald Trump made history if you live in Ward 1. When you voted for him, when you went to the polls against incredible odds, you stuck with the president, the former president then, and you elected him again. He won Ward 1. You got to do it again. You got to get to the voting booth in Ward 1. There are people on the ballot worth re-electing. There are people worth rejecting. If you don't want a tent city up there for the region's homeless, right? All the homeless of New England congregating in a tent village, an authorized homeless encampment in your neighborhood, in Ward 1, you got to get out to the polls. You got to blank Shane Burgo. You got to vote for Naomi Carney. Maybe give Chris Carter an opportunity. Ian Abreu. Brian Gomes. And obviously Leo Choquette. You got to vote for Leo Choquette. But I'm telling you guys, if you voted for Donald Trump, this election's actually more important. If you're a property owner in Ward 1 and you voted for Donald Trump and you see the things he's doing, like cleaning up Washington, D.C., cleaning up Tennessee, well, you've got to do that for yourself. You've got to get out and vote in the city council election. You've got a ward race up there in one. And you've got the opportunity to elect 5 city councilors at large. And if you stay home, I think the president, I know I will be disappointed in you. I know the president will be disappointed in you. Remember, we made history when we got together and voted for Donald Trump. I mean, not even Ronald Reagan won Ward 1. Ronald Reagan didn't win Ward 2. Mitt Romney did not win Ward 1 when he ran for president. He didn't win Ward 2. But you made history when you showed up against all odds to vote for a man, Donald Trump. It was huge. Huge. So, hopefully you'll get out there in Ward 2 and you'll give Scott Pemberton a vote. Okay? You'll give Scott Pemberton a vote. Either that or the Capitol Theater will rage on with your tax dollars. It's entirely up to you. You need change up there in Ward 2. You know that. When the district attorney's office refers to your neighborhood where you own property and pay taxes as Latin King's country, you know somebody's been asleep at the switch. And that person is Maria Giesta. Maria Siesta asleep at the switch. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good, good. Well, how you doing?
Hanging in there. You know, this is good for political theater, but the reality is those of us homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners, we've been putting up with substandard government for a while now. When you have Manny DeBrito, the commissioner of the election office, that I think he's getting paid over $100,000. Am I right on that?
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah, when you add the benefits at least, yeah.
Yeah, so is this the standard of excellence that the mayor holds for our city, where we're paying a hefty price tag for taxes, water and sewer, and we have to put up with this crap from this substandard mayor that Manny DeBrito is, you know, the high standard of excellence? That's an embarrassment.
It is amazing to hear Maria Giesta wanting to ladle more money on him for the great job he's doing, right?
Well, she couldn't run a lobby firm in D.C.
And she now failed.
She can't even run a, you know, Ward 2. It's run by gangbangers, like you were saying. The crime is through the roof. I mean, it's little Guatemala, if you think about it.
Yes.
I mean, we're living in a third world country. She wanted to build a hotel with immigration attorneys and apartments, hot food. I mean, this woman's, she's out of touch.
I agree with you, my friend. Thanks for the call. 508-996-05. Remember, it's not Chris McCarthy saying that Ward 2 is Latin King's country. That was said in open court by an attorney, a prosecutor, from the office of Democrat Tom Quinn, the district attorney of Bristol County, that Maria Giesta's ward is Latin King's country. I mean, I laugh because it's so frustrating and sad. I mean, think about the days of Fred Kalis, Bob Cazera, Steve Martins. What was nothing like this then? And you got an opportunity to switch it up today. Hopefully you'll get out and do it. We're going to go back to the phones. If you're on hold, stay there. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris McCarthy. It's Terry Cripps from Texas. How are you?
It's great. How's it in Texas, Terry?
I'm loving it. I just wanted to let you know, I just went and voted here for the first time in Texas and share with you kind of the experience that I had.
Okay.
So I go in there, and they ask for your ID. They take your ID, and they scan it. And not only does it verify who you are, it verifies whether you're a registered voter, which I found, like, very, very relieving.
Yes.
And I just don't see how the other states aren't doing this.
Well, they don't. They understand how secure that is, and they'd rather have it a little less secure, right?
Yeah, because they take your ID, and then they ask you, do you want to do it electronically? You want to vote electronically or by ballot? I chose ballot. Then they hold out five different ballots, and they say choose one. They're all the same,
sure.
But they say choose one. But if you say electronically, they hand you an iPad, and then you go off to the side, and you vote on the iPad.
Terry, that's really, really interesting. What are you voting on down there?
All of it, down here, there was no candidates right now on this one. It's all like, ballot questions.
Okay.
The one that stands out was, are you for being an American citizen to vote, to be a registered voter?
Ooh, I like that.
There was other ones that like for, do you want to do away with or start a death tax? Do you want to start this tax? Do you want to start that tax? So the power is definitely in the people down here, which I'm all for. But yeah, it's, It was interesting, the difference up there. They just took my word for it. If I told them, hey, my name's, you know, John Smith, they take your word for it.
Yes.
Then they go, okay, here's a ballot. Here, they verify your, they take your real ID, they scan it and make sure that you are who you say you are and that you're a registered voter.
Terry, have you seen the armadillos down there?
I actually have one living at the bottom of my stairs.
Come on, really?
He comes out every night and digs through the garden.
What about any other apex predators, fisher cats?
No. We made sure that the people with apex predators, we did away with those fishers down here.
I'm sure they still got leg traps, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Okay.
I do have an armadillo living at the bottom of my stairs. But hey, Chris, I just want to share that with you.
Terry Cripps, former, thank you very much. Terry Cripps, former animal control officer here in Fave and a friend of mine. And we miss Terry here in Fave. And I'm glad he's got a pet armadillo now that he's in Texas. We're going to take a break. We'll be, if you're on hold, stay there. I do see you, Kathy. But we have to take a quick break. I'm Chris McCarthy. Go vote for the love of God if you're in Texas or if you're in New Bedford. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. Even the losers tonight will have something to be happy about, right? Just remember, if you lose tonight, you've never been this popular in your life, right? You never had anybody vote for you before. Certainly not this many people. And unless you're Devin Burns and you get less votes than you got 2 years ago. But I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. Or if you're one of the incumbents and you get bounced out. So maybe you got nothing to be happy about tonight. I really don't know, but it remains to be seen. It's going to happen no matter what. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hello.
Well, I sure hope that the voter turnout in New Bedford is greater than it has been in the past because, you know, the people need to make their voices heard. And,
yes.
You know, you just can't sit back and allow others to make those choices for you. So, New Bedford residents, get out there and vote. But your last caller was talking about the election commissioner. So I said, oh, let me just go online and see what he does make. And boy, I found a great site. It's called opengovpay.com.
Okay.
And you can look at different states. You can look at different towns, cities. You can look at everybody's salary. And I always, this has really been a burr in my style for a long time. Most people have absolutely no clue whatsoever what the people in their town or city are making as a salary. And I think if they were to go online for the, where they reside, they would be astounded at what these people are making. I live in a small town, and the salaries in this town are absurd. So anyways, getting back to Manny Brito, DeBrito, he got a nice, big, hefty 19.51% raise in 2022, so he got an extra $14,421. And then in 2024, he's making $90,844. He got a 2.84% raise from 23 to 24, but his salary is 2,261% higher than the average and 3,076% higher than the median election commissioner salary in 2024. His salary is 30% higher than the average city of New Bedford salary and 43% higher than the median city of New Bedford salary in 2024. So chew on that, New Bedford residents. Over almost $91,000. That's just one employee in the city of New Bedford. And you wonder why the city of New Bedford's has financial problems? I mean, it's crazy. And I know it's a city and there's a lot of people, but boy, oh boy, he's got to, you know, they do A-OK. It's amazing. The other thing, Chris, I just want to say is, you know, I think we all need to really start forcing some laws in this country. that, like, if you are holding a really important office, you know, from the mayor and above, you have got to be an American citizen.
Yes.
You have got to be, a natural-born citizen of the United States.
Right.
You know, we have to stop allowing these people who come into our country, for example, Zoran Mandani with his insane ideas and trying to take over a city the size of New York. God forbid, I hope everyone says a prayer today and prays to God to not allow him to become mayor of New York City, because if that does happen, it is going to be such a nightmare. It's going to be something we have never seen before in this country.
I agree with you.
To have someone from Uganda running New York City is just absolutely despicable. You know, sadly, there's a lot of libloons in New York City, but today is going to be a very interesting day, and personally, I can't wait until about 10 o'clock tonight to see the outcome. It's going to be it's a scary day, but it's going to be an eye-awakening day at the same time.
No, I agree with you, Kathy, on all those points. And look, I have family members down in New York City. I don't even want to ask them. I know they really don't like President Trump. I can't imagine. I don't know whether they like Mandani or not. Mandami. By the way, I heard from John Darling, Chief Information Officer of the City of New Bedford. He's listened to the program. He heard us talking about the non-citizen police officers, and he assures me they are not working the polls. There are no foreigners with firearms working the polls today in the city of New Bedford. So that's good. That's good. I think I, at the outset of that conversation, I pointed out I really hoped and believed in part that the chief and his very able captains wouldn't allow something like that to happen. It's not in the interest of democracy to allow foreigners to handle the ballots, right? We'll be right back. Vote today. If you vote in the city of New Bedford, go to Honeydew Donuts on Conway Street right off Route 18 for a free donut. Or Honeydew Donut, Walter Moniz's store up on Acushan Avenue, Ashley Boulevard, Acushan Avenue. That store up there, far north end. Free donut. After you vote. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Chris. It's Joe Pyers.
Hey, Joe Pyers. Great American. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Real quick, I know you have a little bit of time, but I want to wish all of the candidates the best of luck today. They've all worked hard, but we all know there's some that are deserving more than others, and one of them, I like to mention his name, Scott Pemberton.
Yes.
Chris, for those that don't know him, this guy wears his heart on his sleeve. Chris, he's a hard worker. He's the right guy for this time right now. I know he'll definitely make positive change. And I'll tell you, I've watched him behind the scenes. He's a get up and go, and he's so disciplined, and he's for the people. He's for the people, Chris.
Thank you, Joe Pyers. That's high praise. Joe Pyers, of course, businessman, strong member of the community, elected official, endorsing Scott Pemberton in Ward 2. Guys, get out there and vote. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Stick around for Barry.